trees along the Gunflint Trail are strewn like a mean game of pickup sticks. Officials agree the dead and dying timber is a forest fire waiting to happen. As a result, through the end of this year, the U.S. Forest Service will work quickly on a wide range of fuel suppression efforts, which might include logging, controlled fires, or crushing and chipping felled trees so they decompose more quickly. Forest officials worry about the Gunflint Corridor because of its summer homes and resorts. It's a populated area that would be in the path of any fires coming from the most severely damaged areas in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Barb Soderberg with the Superior National Forest Headquarters in Duluth says public involvement and environmental analysis are still important, but will happen faster.
Normally, we would probably do an environmental impact statement for this kind of project, and realistically it would probably be 8 months to a year before we could implement things on the ground, and that would already take us into next season. And in this case with the Gunflint Corridor, we really felt it was enough of an emergency situation that we needed to do something yet this fall and into the winter.
Soderberg says fire danger was a concern to officials even before the July 4th storm. A spruce budworm infestation has killed off highly flammable balsam fir trees across the region. The Gunflint Trail concerns fire officials because it's the only road through the forest for thousands of seasonal residents and resort operators.
The Gunflint Trail, so that's one way in and one way out, and so there's certainly concern about getting fire crews in there. It's concern about the crews being as effective as they can in terms of having access, and then of course there's also concern about getting people out.
The Gunflint Volunteer Fire Department would be among the first on the scene of a wildfire. Fire Chief Dan Bowman says clearing creates buffer zones that can slow or isolate forest fires.
It's going to help create safety zones to other areas that will give this fire department the capability of doing initial attacks onto a fire.
However, the huge size of the blowdown may limit the effectiveness of the Forest Service's efforts. Bowman says residents and firefighters need to accept the daily risk of wildfire in the forest.
If anything, you're going to reduce that capability of the fire to travel, but even perfect conditions, even with no blowdowns, you have fires that can go anyway that mankind can't stop.
Timber companies and loggers ask to recover trees before they lose value to weather and insects. Recovering downed trees is much more difficult and dangerous than cutting standing timber, and the tree's value is greatly reduced because of splitting and cracking. Howard Hedstrom with Hedstrom Lumber Company in Grand Marais says loggers are willing to salvage the timber to reduce fire risk and help renew the forest.
Everyone that I know is committed to doing the best for the resource, and that is to get in there and clean it up. It'll not only prevent a bad fire, you know, it'll still leave some fuel, so it's not a zero fire risk, but it'll save the soil, it'll start the new forest off a lot quicker.
The Forest Service says some areas near lakes and streams or in research areas will be exempt from the expedited timber removal. It's a decision supported even by people who are sometimes at odds with the Forest Service's management practices. Environmental groups toured the damaged area and met with an official from the Council on Environmental Quality, which is allowing the Forest Service the expedited process. The Audubon Society's Betsy Dobb says the environmental groups are convinced of the need.
Everybody recognizes that we want the Forest Service to take whatever steps they need to take to make sure that people and their property are protected from fire or other disasters as much as we are able to.
The Forest Service promises public updates as well as ample mailings and meetings. Betsy Dobb says the environmental groups were assured the public would have opportunity to review and comment on each phase of the effort, although in a much tighter time frame than normal. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.